914 Ronald S. Hart, north of Route 18, 625 feet west of Road 546. A special use exception to retain a manufactured home on less than 10 acres. Here's a picture of that, gentlemen. State your full name and address.
Ronald Scott Hart, 7187 Cannon Road, Bridgeville.
You swear the testimony you're about to give be true and correct the best of your knowledge, sir?
I do.
Good evening,
sir. The mobile home in question is, we had a medical variance put on it when we were building our house for my mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. And that has expired in June. And in the meantime, her health has failed, so we've moved her into our house. And what I'm asking for is to keep the mobile home there for use on my poultry farm.
That going to be for a family member or?
For a family member or a tenant.
A tenant, yeah, can be on your farm.
Okay.
Tend to help take care of chickens?
Yes. And the grounds, you know, keeping the grass up and maintenance and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Doesn't have skirting around it?
Yes.
Picture doesn't show that.
There was a piece missing there on one corner. I haven't seen that picture. Oh yeah, okay. It's around it.
Okay. Are there any?
What's your capacity of your chicken houses?
It's right now it's 53,000. It's gonna be 96 when we're done building.
You're gonna build. You got two up.
I'm building one more.
You're building one.
Yep.
But the application has 11523A on it. Is that the right one? Or because that's only a 5-year.
That's only 5 years. It should A1, I believe. It should be. Look at the.
Is it the for any business, commercial, or industrial use? Is that the one you're looking at?
No, I don't have my.
A doesn't have any numbers under it. It's just got a. Temporary permits not to exceed 5 years for a bunch of different things.
Yeah, that's what we put it under. I'm not sure that's what we put it under.
Could it be mobile home used as a single family dwelling placed on 5 acres or more before March of 97? Has it been there before March of 97?
It was there in 2005.
Now, I believe we questioned that too.
Right. Well, it was. I asked Lawrence Lincoln. He said that it should.
Fall
it's already this, there.
Right.
I should be able to just leave it there or whatever. But he wasn't specific on the ruling of it.
What did it come under? Okay, under that 11523, number 12. More than one mobile home may be permitted on a farm of 10 acres or more or less.
That's where
provided.
It comes up.
Is it?
That's it.
So it's 11312, which would fall under it. That way that the home would be considered a dwelling for persons residing on there for farming of the immediate members of the
less
family.
Less than 10 acres.
Yeah.
Less than 10 acres.
Okay.
Okay, so 11523 12.
Is that for family use only or?
No, it says family only operating the farm or.
Or.
You're under C though.
A person's employed or family members.
Aren't you under Section C?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry.
Okay,
Section C.
Okay.
Yes, 11523, Section C, paragraph 12. I'm sorry. Yep, that's where I'm at.
Okay, but he doesn't have 10 acres. He's only got 9.2 acres.
Right. I stand be okay. And so he's under that then, all right.
I think the only one it can come under is that catch-all, the use of a mobile home type structure for business, commercial, or industrial purposes.
That's the reason I put it under that.
All right, and if that's the case, then it's limited to 5 years by.
Yes.
By law.
Okay. Special by law.
Thank you.
I know what you were looking for, but I knew that's the reason I told you to put it under 23.
Okay.
Limited to 5 years.
Because he's under the 10 acres. If it was over the 10 acres, he would. Following this one under Section C, if it was explaining that Section 12, but he's under the 10 acres. It's about a little. Okay. Mm-hmm. further questions from members of the board?
Not from me.
Gordon?
No.
Mr. Tredman? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where it'll substantially affect the adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. I make a motion we approve case number 9914 for a period of 5 years.
Okay, now second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9914 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
For 5 years. Yes,
thank
sir.
You.